Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Morning. Are you all right? Hope you are. Genuinely hope you are. Me, yeah, I'm all right, yeah. Got my morning cuppa, so everything's all right. Can relax. Okay, it is Tuesday, the 24th of March in the year of our Lord, 2025. It's just ticked past 2026. Get it right. It's just ticked past 8 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, of course. God knows what time it is where you are. We've got people all over the shop, haven't we? We've got people in America, the Pacific Northwest. We've got people in Australia, down under. How good? Could be any time, couldn't it? All right, as ever, I'm joined by my producer, Little Harry. How are you this morning, good sir?
Yeah, I'm all good.
Great. Great. Should we get straight into it this morning, then? Should we just see what the legacy corporate mainstream media, which is very slowly dying, isn't it? Very slowly dying. Nobody trusts it anymore, do they, really? How could you? How could you? How many years do you have to be lied to and gaslit on end before you stop believing what it's saying to you? All right. The headlines. The front pages, first of all. Let's go with... It goes with... Trump blinks first. That's how they're characterising it. Would you characterise it that way? Trump blinks first and, quote, horrific attack on Jewish charity ambulances. I mean, it's just some ambulances. It's not like a load of little girls were stabbed. Horrific. Some ambulances which were due to be replaced anyway. All right. The Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph. Okay, first of all, Trump says, I'll run the strait with Ayatollah. Remember he said he'll run Venezuela? Not rule it, not govern it, run it. Like you're running a football team. Trump, I'll run the strait with Ayatollah, who still hasn't been seen, by the way. Still not been seen. He must be in hospital or something. I'd put money on that now, decent money on that. Okay. America to patrol oil route jointly. And if Iran reneges, US will, quote, bomb our little hearts out, quote. All right. So it's still mostly Iran today, as you can imagine. It's the Straits of Hormuz stuff, largely. So, I mean, should we get straight into that? What happened yesterday? If you remember yesterday, if you was watching the Bo show yesterday, formerly Breakfast with Bo, colloquially the Bo show, or Bo's Breakfast Club, hashtag the real BBC. Yesterday, I was talking about how, and it was the case, that neither side had backed down in any way. Well, over the day yesterday, whether you want to characterise it as Trump blinking, quote, blinking or not, there was a tiny crack from his side politically. I mean, it may be completely expedient. I'm not really having a pop at him. It may have been the right move. I'm not going to characterise it as, like, particularly as weakness or stupid or backing down or blinking or anything. But nonetheless, obviously Tehran are characterising it as he's crapped himself, sort of thing. TDS people, lefties, everyone that hates Trump and America would characterise it that way, wouldn't they? But well, this is what he put on Truth Social. The Donald made a statement, and let's just read it out. Let's just read it out. He put, all in caps, I am pleased to report that the United States of America and the country of Iran have had, over the last 2 days, very good and productive conversations regarding a complete and total resolution of our hostilities in the Middle East. Based on the tenor and tone of these in-depth, detailed and constructive conversations, which will continue... That's a typo, isn't it? Shouldn't there be a H there? Witch. Wicked Witch of the West will continue without throughout the week. I have constructed the department of... I've instructed the Department of War to postpone any and all military strikes against Iranian power plants and energy infrastructure for a five-day period, subject to the success of the ongoing meetings and discussions. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. All right, well, a few things there. I suppose the first thing I would note or bear in mind, this is not at the end of the war. Like nothing like, it's not like he's blinked and he's just stopping the war. No. All he's saying is the threat he had made a couple of days earlier to start bombing Iranian power plants, that's on hold. It's not even like he said, oh, well, we won't do that indefinitely. That's off the table. He just said, I'll hold off on that for another 5 days. So, okay. The tiniest degree of blinking. Right, but then it might just be expedient, though, because if and I don't know if he really has had in-depth, detailed, and constructive conversations, then if that's all true, then this is just the right thing to do. It's sort of correct diplomacy, isn't it? You know, I mean, you make your mind up about all this sort of thing. Just be careful not to, you know, take what the corporate legacy mainstream media say at face value. Or even what someone like I say at face value, you know. Right? I've got my biases. Everyone has. Although, I'm trying to be fair-minded, reasonable. But make of it what you will. The war's not over. He's not really blinked. It's not a full-blown blink. Never go full blink. It's not a big blink, is it? But it's... He's given way slightly on one bit, on one little thing, one little element of everything that's going on. So, okay. If you wanted to, if you did have TDS or your pro-Iranian regime or whatever, you could just say, couldn't you? You could just sit back and say, look, he had this 48-hour ultimatum. It was like a line in the sand. It was a true ultimatum. And he's reneged on it. He hasn't done what he said he was going to do. So if you wanted to sort of ignore the possibility of in-depth, detailed and constructive conversations, if you dismiss that, then you just say, oh, look, weakness. He had an ultimatum, he had a line in the sand, and he's backed away from that now. All right, well, again, you're grown-up people. You can make of it what you will. You don't need to be told what to think about these things particularly. But that's what happened yesterday. So, well, Iran as well came out and said, no, there's been no detailed talks. None. There's some speculation in a minute we'll see about who he was talking to, because a lot of the leadership has already been killed, blown to bits, martyred, however you want to characterise that. And the Ayatollah is probably incapacitated, so whoever the Donald was talking to, it's not him. Even the Donald said it wasn't him, I think, or at least intimated it. So, Iran have said, no, there's been no talks. Bit odd, isn't it? I wonder if just perhaps the people Trump was talking to haven't necessarily told the Iranian sort of state media organs about it. I wouldn't be surprised if Iran hasn't got a joined-up government anymore. Like different wings of it aren't talking to each other, can't. Alright. We'll talk more about Iran in a moment. All in the news today is that firebombing attack on those Jewish ambulances in Golders Green. Forensic teams looking into it, trying to find out who it is. The oldest hatred is rising again. Yeah, if you have big Jewish and Muslim populations in your country, then yeah. It's one of the things I hate about multiculturalism is that the all the conflicts from around the world spill out, like all of them. You got enough Muslim and Christian Nigerians in your country, they start having machete attacks in your streets now. You got Muslim and Buddhist Burmese people, they start having fights. Tamil Tigers and the opposition of the Tamil Tigers in Sri Lanka. Something goes off there and they start fighting each other in your streets. Indians and Pakistanis flare up over a cricket match. Is it a cricket match? Why? I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that. Or like even pro-Iranian and anti-Iranian protesters in London. Yeah, if you have a big Jewish community and then import millions of Muslims, yeah, their ancient hatred for each other will flare up. What a surprise. Alright, so different papers are reporting this fire differently. Some are saying the police are investigating, because it only happened, like, what, 2 nights ago, is it? Yeah, was it on the night of Sunday night, was it? Anyway, not very long ago at all. The wee hours of Monday morning, was it? Anyway. So some of the papers are just saying police are investigating. Some are saying that a pro-Iranian or an Iranian organisation has claimed responsibility for it. Some are saying police are investigating whether that's legit or not. Other people on Twitter got all sorts of different theories about what's really going on here, whether it's a psyop, whether it's an insurance job, whatever, a million and one ideas. The point is, what I'm going to say about it, is it's not clear exactly who did it and why at this point. Some of the papers just already saying, even though the police are still investigating, are already saying it was just the Iranians. It's just this Iranian organisation, this Iranian cell, it's them. Move on from that. Move on from questioning any of that. And now it's just full bore going forward. I mean, no. I'll wait until there's some sort of proper investigation and see what they find first, I think. That's the prudent thing to do, isn't it? I don't know who those three masked men were and what their motivations were, ultimately. We shall see. Starmer refuses to commit to timeline on defence spending pledge. Yeah, because he hates this country and wants it to be weak. It's difficult to come to any other sort of conclusion, isn't it? That nearly everything he does undermines us. Nearly everything he does just undermines everything we are and stand for. So of course he's not interested in making our army or navy great again. He's got a giant bill to pay for the hundreds of thousands of new people we bring in into the country every year. They've got to have hotels paid for and new mobile phones, haven't they? And then after the hotels, just given housing at the expense of native people. The NHS just constantly giving free healthcare at the point of need to everyone. Can't pay for that and have a navy of any note, can we? So, and they're his client class, aren't they? He's hoping he will get all their votes once they become citizens. So they come first, don't they, for Starmer. All right. The Daily Mail, desperately trying to pretend it's not utter globalist slop when it is. Okay, something about Princess Beatrice, don't care. Trump blinks first, there you go. The Mail group, Mail or not, the Mail, is characterising it as Mr. Trump blinking. He blinked first. He had a staring match with Iran. And he couldn't hack it. He blinked. Okay. Put that to your side. That's done. Okay. Trump blinks first. With world markets in meltdown, he announces 5-day ceasefire. Tehran denies talks and claims he's in retreat. Well, yeah, they would, wouldn't they? Donald Trump yesterday dramatically pulled back from the brink on his threat to obliterate Iran's power plants. Okay, so a little bit about the markets and things. Price of oil. Should we talk about that? Just a minute, quick minute. So I think I reported on Friday, or was it even just yesterday, that the oil price was quite high. Not astronomically, insanely, massively higher, but it was, you know, up and around, and there isn't one figure, as I keep telling you, up and around $110, $115, maybe a little higher, depending. Like Brent crude is always more expensive than West Texas, isn't it? Anyway, I had a look at the price about an hour ago, about an hour and 15 minutes, hour and 10 minutes ago, and what, WTI, West Texas Intermediate, was down at like $91 a barrel. Crude was at like $102 a barrel. There's loads more different types of crude, but... So somewhere in and around the average is... The average, you could say, is what, just shy of $100 a barrel, something like that. So the price did come down. The price has come down. In fact, just before Trump made that announcement, it spiked a little bit. And then it came down loads. It fell like 14... Something like this. I think the numbers are roughly something like this. It fell 14% in like 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Off the back of Donald Trump's Truth Social post I read a minute ago. That's volatile. That's so volatile. It's crazily volatile to me. It's like the numbers aren't gigantic. We're not talking $150 a barrel, $200 a barrel. Okay, it's not that. So, okay. But the volatility of it is remarkable to me. Really remarkable. Having known a little bit about oil. Anyone doesn't know, I mentioned it before. I don't want to keep saying it. But did used to work for an oil commodities trading firm for a while. For a few years. Was never a trader. I only worked in the brokerage side. However, I took it upon myself to understand oil markets a little bit. And oil trading a little bit. And a little bit more than the average person on the street. Not that I'm claiming I'm a true expert or anything. Anyway. Volatility. Volatility is the crazily. Falling 14% in 4, 5, 6 minutes. Little extra bit on that. I think it was in the Mail Online, was it? Little story suggesting some insider trading. I think it was on the Mail, was it? Or was it the Express? Sorry, bear with me a second. Because I think it's a little story. It's worth talking about. If I can't find it in the next few seconds, I'll just have to tell you about it without the actual article. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. There's an article. I'll probably find it later when I'm scrolling through, but it was saying that there's insider trading happened big time. Just before, about 15 minutes or so before the Donald made his Truth Social post, there was a massive spike, which was before the markets opened in the US. But markets will still be open in other places in the world and on various platforms. You can still buy and trade crude, even though, like, New York isn't open. Wall Street isn't open yet. We can still do it. There will be markets open. And just before, like 15 minutes before the Donald does that, some massive trading activity happened. I mean, massive, like billions. Like a few billion. And it was like unusual, really unusual. And they were buying futures, i.e. you're buying what the future price will be. Or they're shorting it, i.e. betting on that the price will go down. Lo and behold, 15 minutes later, the Donald makes his announcement and the rest of the world learns about it for the first time and all the trading desks, all the big trading firms start moving. The market starts moving. The price goes down. So anyone who had just made like loads of short bets or bought futures that were betting on the price going down, effectively, then their quid's in. It's suspicious. It does scream insider knowledge, doesn't it? And if you remember, I bought it to you last week. Was it last week at some point? Maybe the week before. There was some people had bet on that Maduro was going to get kidnapped and had bet on that the Ayatollah was going to die very, very shortly, just merely hours before those things happened. So it seems like there's people inside the Pentagon, perhaps the State Department, perhaps the White House, perhaps people in Israel. But who knows who really has got like the inside skinny on all these things. But they've got that knowledge and they're just making loads of money off of it. Like, quite a lot of money. It is scummy, isn't it? Really, really scummy behaviour. Peter Mandelson sort of behaviour. And there you go. That's enough about the markets, I think, for this morning. Enough about the price of crude and stuff. All right. Trump blinks first, according to the Mail and the Iranians. Okay. So, Trump's given them another 5 days. The Financial Times. Trump touts diplomatic end to war. And the little bits of blurb say, threatened strike on Iran, energy facilities called off. Hashtag Trump blinked. Crude price tumbles as stocks and bonds rebound. Yeah, so it wasn't just that the crude price went down. It was the equities, various equities and things, and bond markets, or just it says there, have gone back up a bit. The markets liked it when, if the war comes to an end. It's good for business. War's bad for business. Well, unless you manufacture munitions. Unless you're an aerospace manufacturer, of course. Okay, crude oil tumbles and stocks and bonds rebound. Tehran says no talks have been held with Washington. Yeah, they just said no. What is the Donald talking about? They basically just called him a liar, saying that's just not true. I've got no special insight. Maybe that is the case. Maybe Donald's just saying something. You know, he's just saying it so the markets have a little bit of respite and it's all not true. I sort of doubt that personally, but it could be, couldn't it? It could be. Okay, and Pentagon orders more American forces into region. So one of the things Iran said that all this talk of peace and 5 day windows and diplomatic coups and all that sort of thing, Iran suggested that all of that is just to give the Americans a little bit of breathing space to do yet more massive waves and strikes and even put boots on the ground to a limited degree. Iran suspect it's all just a ploy to hit them even harder in the near future, whether it's 5 days from now or whatever. Again, I don't know. Of course, I'm not on the inside at the Pentagon, the inner ring of the Pentagon. May well be true. Might not, who knows. Future of OnlyFans empire in doubt as reclusive owner Radvinsky dies at 43. Yeah, the owner of OnlyFans died. Ugh, I mean, I did have a... Somewhere I had my tiny violin. I think I left it at home. Okay, The Guardian. Ugh. The Guardian. Gross. Trump stalls strikes amid claims of, quote, productive, quote, talks with Tehran. All right, and The Guardian going with the horrific arson attack on Jewish charity condoned by PM. Yeah, everyone came out yesterday. I say everyone. Lots and lots and lots of people in the British establishment, from the Prime Minister on down, they all came out condemning this thing as absolutely diabolical and terrible. I mean, it's pretty bad, don't get me wrong. I mean, it's not nice, is it? It's not good. No one was hurt, though. So, you know, keep some perspective on it. But yeah, this is a multicultural society, isn't it? It's funny, I thought it was our greatest strength. According to Rishi's 50p, diversity built Britain. What was our greatest strength? No? Well, if you've got some old ambulances that you need to write off for insurance purposes, it's a strength, isn't it? Oh no, some ambulances got burnt down. Meanwhile, endless injustices, assaults and rapes. Okay. The Independent. Trump halts bombs, but Iran says talks claim is a fake news. Fake news. Yeah, they completely denied it's happening. I wonder. President pauses strikes after, quote, productive conversations, quote, sending shares up and oil prices down, but Tehran dismisses any dialogue and accuses Washington of buying time for fresh military attacks. Yeah, there you go. The Iranians think Washington's just trying to buy some time to smash them up even harder. One thing to say, though, I think is interesting, isn't it? One sort of element to this is, if the leadership of Iran is mostly, if not entirely, gone, the regime as it existed before this war began, I mean, it's almost entirely gone, the new Ayatollah is incapacitated to some degree, and then even like the second tier of leadership that the first tier got replaced with, they're largely gone, or a lot of those are gone. It was just the other day, wasn't it, the de facto leader was killed. Who is Trump talking to? And have they got any real authority and stuff? Well, shall we have a look? Was it on the Washington Post? Was it the Washington Post? Oh, no, sorry. I think maybe it was the Sun. Yeah, okay, the Sun. The Sun asked that question, basically. So who's... If Trump did have these productive talks, in-depth productive talks, and the tone of tenor of it was all good, who's he talking to, though? Who is it? Well... In the Sun, they say it's this guy. And he's the Speaker of their Parliament. So the equivalent of Lindsay Hoyle, sort of. In Iran. Can he speak for the whole of the Iranian government and nation? I don't know, but I doubt it. Is this Iran's real leader? Trump negotiating with key regime figure. That was one of the things he said when people asked him that, Trump. Because he spoke to the media a couple of times yesterday. They said, who are you talking to? It's sort of the obvious question, isn't it? And he said, just a key regime figure. And they're like, who? And he's like, well, I'm not going to say that. Anyway. The Sun are pointing the finger at this chap. There you go. As maimed and missing Ayatollah, nowhere to be seen still. Yeah, Iran don't even seem to be particularly pushing back now, even, on the claims that the Ayatollah is experiencing difficulties, shall we say. How else could... I don't know how to say it. Is he in a coma? Is he actually in a coma? Who knows? But, all right. Sun say it's this guy. I read his name earlier, I can't even remember what his name is. Does it matter, really? Is he really the guy in control? Alright. Oh, there we go. Mohammed Bagher Ghalibaf. Mr. Ghalibaf and the Donald striking a deal. Are they? Seems a little bit shaky. Okay. Let's go back to the front pages. The Metro. Ooh. Don't do that. If you're in London, and you just get the free Metro, don't pick it up, boycott it. Should I start saying that all the time? On the Bo Show, like, I'm going to start a boycott the Metro campaign. The thing is, it's free. And if you haven't got a book or earphones or something, you've got really nothing, you may as well pick up a Metro sort of thing, right? It's better than nothing. It's better than just sitting there staring at the person opposite you's shoes, isn't it? Slightly. Still, let's boycott the Metro. Boycott the Metro. Hashtag Bo's boycott. All right. They go with anger after Jewish charity targeted. Got to move heaven and earth now. It's really bad, isn't it? They were Jewish ambulances, so... Can't have that. Outrage, fury. Ambulance torched by bigots saved my baby's life. Did it? All right, okay, all right. If you say so. Next. The eye paper. Should we quickly read this in the little blurb? Sum it up. We'll move on to the websites. Okay. UK investigates possible Iran link to arson attacks on Jewish ambulances. I mean, look, the eye paper there's gone with, at least they put the word possible in there. Possible Iranian link. Other papers are saying it just is. Anyway, it says, security agencies are investigating whether Iran could be involved in attacks on four ambulances in North London after a group which supports regime claimed it was responsible. Counter-terror police lead inquiry into fires targeting an emergency medical service in Golders Green, home to a large Jewish community, saying all lines of inquiry are open. Starmer vows to, quote, fight the poison that is anti-Semitism, quote, after the deeply shocking attack. Trump says Iran wants to make a deal after postponing strikes on energy targets, but Tehran denies any negotiations have taken place and claims US is backing down. US public could be sent phone alerts in event of incoming missile strikes, minister suggests. That's funny. On Sunday morning, Stephen Reid, the housing secretary, said there's no way this is not happening. They haven't got the capacity to do it, and even if they did, they've got no political... That's not going to happen. Now, look out. The government sent you a text. You've got a 4-minute warning. Duck and cover. Oh, I don't know. What nonsense. Okay, all right. The other thing there of note I thought was interesting. Starmer vows to fight the poison that is anti-Semitism. Oh, you're going to address the anti-Semitism at the core of many Islamic cultures. Muslim communities, you're going to address that. You're going to root that out and fight that. Are you? Starmer? Really? You know you're not. You can't. ...1400 years of tradition that's written down in the Hadiths and the Quran. Doesn't it say in some of those texts, doesn't it say things about... I won't quote them, probably get the channel yeeted if I quoted them, but you're going to really root out the poison of anti-Semitism. It's not really native anti-Semitism, is it? That's not really the problem, is it? That's how a lot of the papers and the lefties and the government want to characterise it. It's just British anti-Semitism, right? Jewish cemeteries get desecrated. It's just anti-Semitism. There's just a rise of anti-Semitism in Britain. Really? It's not coming from a particular place, particular type of people, particular stripe of thought, is it? No? Just Brits. You're gonna fight the poison. No, you're not. No, you're not, because you're a weak man. You're a very, very weak man. You're spineless, morally and politically. And you're in hoc to the Muslim vote. So you're not going to do that. What a lie. He's going to fight the poison that is anti-Semitism. The real anti-Semitism in this country. There was a story just day ago or 2 days ago or over the weekend that there was Iranian, seems like it was truly Iranian, a backed group was scouting out Jewish targets. I think was it in Birmingham? Anyway. Right. So he's going to tackle that, is he? No, he's not. He can't tackle anything. The Express. It's a good paper. The Express. We must work to eliminate this ancient scourge. It's getting close to actually mentioning Islam, isn't it? MPs renew calls to stamp out anti-Semitism after chilling ambulance arson attack. We must eliminate this ancient scourge. Good luck with that. But not deport anyone, though. No? That would still be neo-Nazi to actually deport people. Okay. Ministers were urged to act to stamp out anti-Semitism after arsonists destroyed four Jewish charity ambulances. Just stamp it out. Ministers were urged to act. Like a backbencher just says, excuse me, I say, old boy, you wouldn't mind stamping out anti-Semitism, would you? Jolly good. Yeah, all right, yeah, okay. Okay, you're not living in a complete fantasy realm. Okay, that's all right. I mean, you could actually deal with it, at least to a degree, by deporting hundreds of thousands or even millions of people who by rights shouldn't even have been here, have come here since 1997, and if we ever had a normal immigration and border policy, would never be here. Could do that. Could talk about mass remigration. Aim high, vote low, millions must go, from Zoomers to Boomers. You could do that, but no, no, no. Any cap on migration is beyond the pale. We want more safe and legal routes, if anything, according to these people. The same people that are asking for the ancient scourge of anti-Semitism to be rid from these islands also want more safe and legal routes. Make that make sense? How does that make sense? Madness, isn't it? Globalism is mad. Absolutely mad. We must be mad. Literally mad. All right, the Times, the venerable Times. France migrants agreement held up by Mahmoud's tougher terms. So even though that's very different. OK, what you're saying is the deal we had with France, I mentioned it yesterday, so I'll only spend a minute or two. The deal we had with France to stop the migrant boats, sent them knocking £500 million to do that, and they're just not doing it, are they? Just simply not doing it. Often French police standing on the beach, just watching it happen. To get a renewal on that agreement, Mahmoud's not happy. She wants tougher terms on it. Does she? Does she really? Tehran linked to arson attack on ambulances. See, the Times are just saying it simply is them. Not that the police are investigating. Not that a group claimed it, but the police are yet to verify that. Not that we still don't know exactly who they were or anything. They certainly haven't been arrested or anything and questioned. But the Times is happy to say it just was them. All right, I wonder what information they've got. Wonder what investigative journalism they were able to pull out of the hat to just say that. All right, Trump, I'd bet on deal with Iran. President eases threat on destroying power infrastructure and raises hopes of Strait of Hormuz reopening. So, all right. The Mirror, they're getting into some of the tabloids. More ridiculous. Poor little sick child there. Andrew's servants now live in this temporary home. How is that news? Welding crisis. Trump claims he has held peace talks with Tehran. Iranians say it didn't happen. Starmer warns war could go on for some time. Oh yeah, there's a Cobra meeting yesterday. And they came to the conclusion that the war could go on for some time. Wow. Wow. Thank God we're being governed by some great political minds. Okay, The Sun. Where's my mouse? Okay. The Sun. They go with something about Bob Monkhouse. Harry, do you know Bob Monkhouse?
I have no...
I couldn't hear.
I have no clue who that is.
Still can't hear you?
I have no clue.
Okay. There you go. All right. So Bob Monkhouse, anyone who's foreign or too young. He was just a TV comedian from yesteryear. He's dead now. He's been dead, what, 10, 20 years? I don't know, he's been dead a while. And he was big in the 60s even, 60s and 70s, all through the 80s and 90s. He was funny, I liked Bob Monkhouse, he was actually funny. Anyway, The Sun decides that today, on the front page, whilst the world hangs in the balance, or the Middle East hangs in the balance, Monkhouse Repair Shop acts. Can I even be bothered to explain it to you? Barmy Beeb bans Bob. Woke worker offended by gags. So he wasn't blue particularly, Bob Monkhouse. like ever so slightly risque jokes, ever so slightly. He didn't swear, and it was all TV friendly. Well, for example, he'd make a joke like this, a classic one-liner. He did loads of one-liners. I can still enjoy sex at 74. I live at 76, so it's no distance. That's sort of a Bob Monkhouse joke. Stuff like that. But the BBC, one particular woke worker was offended, so they're going to start, they won't sort of, they're going to try and memory hole Bob Monkhouse. All right. The Star, yeah, The Star runs with, on the front page, that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, Andrew Sachs Coburg Gotha, the people that wait on him, his servants, are now living in this sort of temporary mobile home trailer park house thing. Okay, that's it. That's it. Shall we have a look at our poll? What did we say in our poll today, Harry? Can we have a look? Let's have a butcher's hook. Okay, we asked you, just simply, has Trump blinked? So, just to reiterate my position, I wouldn't characterise it as that necessarily, but there is an element of that to it. So, I don't even know what I would have clicked if it was a... Okay, so what have you put? You've put, has Trump blinked? Oh, well, opinion is relatively split. 47% of you, about 1,000 votes, just shy of 1,000 votes. 47% of you say, yes, Trump has blinked. 25, just ticked up to 25% of you say no. Trump has not blinked. Oh, and a big chunk, look, 28% of you say maybe. Yeah, that's a funny one. Sometimes we tee you up, don't you? Hopefully we'll get a 90% plus of all the audience, everyone agreeing. And sometimes it will be more like something like this. There isn't really necessarily a full-blown black or white answer to that, yes or no, is it? So it's split, and there's a massive chunk of maybe. So yeah, that's sort of how I feel about it. Cool. All right, good. The audience here, you guys, the glorious band, the chosen few. Got good sense. Literally not once have I done a poll, other than perhaps the one about David Lammy. Not once have we done a poll where I've been like, ooh, that's off. Ooh, that's weird. That's disquieting to me that my own audience are so wrong-headed. Not once, other than the David Lammy thing. I was being trolled there. For anyone who didn't watch that, I was only tuned into the Bo Show in the last week or so. Did a poll once. Who would you want to see as the next Prime Minister? If Keir Starmer was to resign or be forced out, who out of the Labour big beasts, you know, Yvette Cooper or Angela Fridge Rayner or whatever, who would you want to see? And David Lammy won it, comfortably. I wasn't happy with that. Surely I was being trolled. In fact, people did say they were trolling. Although, there's one guy in the chat, and sometimes puts in a super chat, called Lammy is my Kang. He seems to really want... Well, the accelerationists would want him, wouldn't they? No, it needs to get worse before it gets better sort of view. I don't hold that view. I'm not an accelerationist. But still, they would. You guys would click on. And I get it, though. I get accelerationism. I do understand it. You would click on Lammy. All right, enough of that. Shall we have a look at the websites? It's... it's knocking quarter two. Shall we have a quick look at the websites? Oh, okay. Starting with the Beeb. Starting with Evil Auntie. Okay. Oh, good. Yeah, Artemis 2. Lovely. A little bit of a white pill, kind of a white pill. So they're saying it may be as soon as the 1st of April, which is what? A week away. Could be as early as the 1st of April. Usually these things get set back a little bit. That's assuming there isn't a big setback, another big setback. So in and around the beginning of April. Hopefully, fingers crossed, everything crossed. If you believe it's real... This giant space launch system, NASA's SLS, the Space Launch System, is going to go to the moon, fly around the moon with people in it. right at the top of it is a little capsule. Little capsule which will send people, look, that bit right there on the top, just there, really. Or where that walkway is. Four people. Alive human beings will clamber into this. And it will fire all the way to the moon. Slingshot around the moon, not land. Slingshot around the moon and come back. So that when they do Artemis 3, they are actually going to land on the moon. So this is like the final sort of test, sort of proof that we can indeed do that again. 50 years later, whatever, 60 years after the first time, something like that. So, all right. Look out for that if you believe it's true and real, which of course I do. I don't think NASA is just some sort of nefarious lying machine. I said that on Twitter. I sort of believe it is real. Hopefully they'll be able to prove one way or another beyond all doubt that they're actually doing it, that they're not just going into low Earth orbit and then faking Photoshops and AI footage and it's all fake. Hopefully they'll be able to show beyond any question of a doubt that it is sort of real, if you like. Well, some people think even low Earth orbit, even that's fake, some people think, don't they? It's all just on comet vomit stuff, the illusion of weightlessness. Ah, all right, okay. Artemis 2, check it out in a week or so's time, maybe more like 2 weeks. Hopefully we'll be able to bring you news and images and footage of people flying around the dark side of the moon and coming back. Okay, let's hope. Fingers crossed for them. All right. Oh, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby sexually assaulted a woman 50 years ago, drugged her, and then sexually assaulted her, and now he's got to pay her $19 million. Wah, wah. Yeah, good. Gutted. Gutted Bill. Monster. All right. Should we have a look? What else have we got? What else have we got of note? There was something on the mail. There usually is. Oh, yeah. I mean, Iran's just hitting Israel more and more over the last day. More and more. Bear with me. Sorry. Was there something? There was something on the Sun I thought was mildly interesting. Oh, yeah. If you remember, there's still the fallout from that LaGuardia Airport crash. Our great war hero, World War II war heroes, finally passed away. I mean, it won't be long before there's none of them left. I remember the last Tommy, i.e. the last English World War I guy, died. He was so super old. What was he, 115 or 100, knocking 120 or something. He died a few years back. And of course, World War II is only 20 years later, basically, isn't it? So it won't be long before the very last veterans of World War II are all gone. Really, all gone. Yeah, look, this guy. Could you possibly trust this guy? If you're a woman, don't accept someone like this as your roommate. Word to the wise. Yeah, judge a book by its cover. Feel free to judge a book by its cover. Yeah. That's called self-preservation. That's called being normal. Deadly obsession. My daughter was stabbed 20 times to death in her bed by a flatmate who bombarded her with 40,000 messages and spied on her having sex. Yeah, okay. If you're looking for a roommate, ladies, maybe don't pick someone like that. Feel free to make a judgment call. All right. There was something else. I can't find it now. All right, should we just move on? Because it's nearly 10-2. Oh, gosh, 10-2. Quick look at over the pond. Should we have a quick look, just a super quick look at the New York Slimes? They go with Trump's ultimatum to Iran was almost up. Then he found an off-ramp. You can see their glee, their TDS. Their glee that there's even a mild suggestion of him looking silly or humiliated. Trump's hours on British leader over war. Yeah, we know. Pentagon officials weigh deployment of airborne troops. 101st. Screaming Eagles. Was it the 82nd Screaming Eagles? Anyway. All right, New York Slimes. Trump says US-Iran in talks to end war, offering path to open the Straits of Hormuz. Was there another article? No, should we just move on? Should we just have a look at on this day in history, because it's already 10 to. I want to try and finish at 9 today. I've got quite a busy day today, just to let you know. Well, actually, I've got to pop back to where I live. Why am I boring you with the details of that? There's a man coming round who's got to do some stuff in my flat, and I've got to be there. So boring. That's real life for you. So I've got to try and finish at as close to 9 if possible, if I can. So have a quick look at this day in history. Okay. On this day, on the 24th of March, down through the centuries, what happened of note? The Union of the Crowns. There you go. In 1603, Scottish King, King James VI of Scotland, who was the son of Mary Queen of Scots, becomes King James I of England. Right? So King James VI of Scotland and King James I of England. It's the same guy. Same guy. After Queen Elizabeth, Good Queen Bess, dies of old age, uniting the English and Scottish crowns. Yeah, there you go. So much I could say about James I. Very interesting guy. I don't like him. When you look back at history and read the accounts and what he was like and what he did and said, I find him really frustrating and annoying. But a pivotal point in history, absolutely pivotal point. You know, it's the end of the Tudor era and the start of the Stuarts. He's a Stuart, isn't he? He's the first Stuart king. His son was Charles I, right? The one that gets his head cut off by Oliver Cromwell. The Stuarts. All right. So much could say about James VI. When I get up to him in epochs, it'll have to be a multiple episode, mini-series just on James. But all of them will. All the Tudors will. It's going to be multiple episodes going forward, regardless now, I think. It would be a shame, someone like Queen Elizabeth or James I, to just do one episode of an hour and a half on epochs behind the paywall. So that's £5 a month, bronze tier membership, lotusseaters.com. They'll all have to have multiple hours on them, won't they? It's the only way to do it justice. Okay, on this day, in 1837, Canada grants its black citizens the right to vote. Yeah, well done. Not many black people in Canada in the early 19th century, but okay. In 1882, German scientist Robert Koch discovers and describes tuberculosis, basically, establishing the germ theory of disease. I always find that fascinating. I've told you before, I'm interested in the history of medicine. 1882. That's so late, isn't it? Or it feels like it is to me. So late in history before they really, really understood about microscopic organisms that can cause infection and stuff. 1882. If you didn't know any better, you might be forgiven for thinking it was a lot earlier than that. Nope. 1882. Okay. In 1976, Argentine President Isabel Perón is deposed in a military coup d'etat headed by Videla. So that's not Juan Perón. Juan Perón had died of natural causes, wasn't it? Yeah, of natural causes, like a couple of years before that. And his wife took over, like his third wife, like Isabel Perón. She inherited a very, very difficult situation. She just tried to continue with Perónism. Difficult time in Argentina in the 70s, very difficult time. So she managed to sort of hold it together for like 2 years, odd. And then, yeah, as it says there, a military coup d'etat took her out. And, well, then you get the military junta era in Argentina. Again, Juan Perón, that is. Fascinating person. For better or worse. You know, like the way Genghis Khan or Stalin is fascinating. Not that I'm saying Perón is anything like Genghis Khan or Stalin, but not necessarily pro-Perón's policies. But is a fascinating person, fascinating career. All right, on this day, 1999, NATO commences an air bombardment against Yugoslavia during the Kosovo War and the first attack by NATO on a sovereign country. Yeah, I'll have to do something all about the Yugoslav wars, going back to the 90s at some point. It's very, very complicated. One of the reasons I haven't done that already, I've had it in mind since the beginning. One of the reasons why I haven't done it is the same reason I'd never got round to doing an epochs or history-themed content about the Mexican cartels, because the more you read about it, the more you find out about it, the more complicated it becomes. It's almost like a never-ending rabbit hole of detail. You're like, oh, wait, everything I thought, now this new thing I've just read and found out about, that throws everything else into confusion in my mind. And you only want to do a bit of content when you've got everything clear in your own mind, at least. That's the bare minimum, isn't it? The Yugoslav wars are extremely complicated. It's not a cop-out. They just really, really are. Kosovo, basically, towards the end of it all, isn't it? But, yeah, NATO, by 1999, with Tony Blair, NATO starts getting punchy for the first time, really. Right. On this day in 2020, Indian PM Modi orders a 21-day lockdown for the country's 1.3 billion people to address COVID-19. All right, we all remember that. We all lived through that, didn't we? All right, shall we have a look at the Super Chats and Rumble Rants? I'll have to get through them relatively quickly, if you don't mind. That's all right with you, the glorious band. All right, we've got two Rumble Rants. We've got Fortean Barber. Hi, mate. Cheers for chipping in. He says, morning, Bo, all right? Not spending it on the military to make sure we have to join the EU army is so pathetic. It's a correct take, isn't it? I'd like to see spending on drone, remote-controlled boats, planes, etc. Yeah, Keir Starmer's committed to the European project, isn't he, as much as possible, as much as he can get away with politically. So we'll keep giving money to NATO and even a non-NATO European standing army, but we won't invest in our own one. Crazy. Why would you? That's mad. Why would you? Well, if you hate your own country, that's why you would, isn't it? But yeah, good take, Fortean Barber. Absolutely right. Okay, the second one says, from someone called Scanlines, says, aim higher, vote low as a slogan. Sounds like we plan to lose. I mean, as long as you know that low is with an E, we're talking about the name. But I suppose that's what you say. You say, it's not a great... Oh, I suppose you meant it's not great. Have low standards, millions must go. I see what you mean. I do see what you mean, but I feel like most people, anyone that would say it anyway, probably heard of Rupert Lowe and gets the wordplay. But I see what you mean. If you'd never heard of Rupert Lowe, and you just heard that slogan, you might come to that conclusion. Fair enough. All right, fair enough. All right, let's have a look at they're all the Rumble Rants, so it's the YouTube Super Chats. Global Church History, in at number one. You say, today, 1207, would have to be 1207 AD, Pope Innocent III puts England under interdict. Yeah, that was when his... that's King John days, isn't it? King John and... he was in trouble with the Pope, the church, and the Pope wanted him to do certain things and he wasn't prepared to. They had a staring match. Neither side blinked. The Pope's ultimate tool for coercion is to excommunicate John personally and put the whole country under interdict. If you're a Catholic, if you're like a 13th century Catholic, that would be pretty bad, you know. Like, if you died... You can't go to heaven. Stuff like that. Anyway, they worked it out. Don't worry, they worked it out. John got that reversed ultimately. All right. Anyway, very, very interesting though. I've got on Epochs, I've got all sorts of content about King John. Okay. LJMV says, evening, Bo, you magnificent man. Trump effed up. Evening to you. Yeah, you think so? You think he mishandled the thing? Yeah, quite a maybe, possibly. Yeah, I mean... But good evening to you. Thanks for calling me a magnificent man. Magnificent. LJMV also goes on to say, next one is also you, says, off topic, but did you check out Asher Logos? Sorry. No. Also, do you have stuff on the Goths? Yes. Yes. Also, not sure if true, but insider trading may have occurred. Yeah, I talked about that earlier in the show. And I do have stuff on the Goths. A fair few bits here or there. I mean, got a thing all about Alaric. More than one bit of content all about the Gothic invasions at various points. And not just Alaric, but yeah, there's stuff on the Goths. Stuff on the, like, Gothic invasions, Vandalic invasions, all sorts of stuff. Stuff on Attila. Attila's not a Goth, but anyway. Yes, there is content on the Goths. Okay, LJV again says Tusi and Lissac both, and then you call them a pejorative word, which I shan't read out for the sake of propriety. So I guess that's Maya Tusi and Nick Lissac. You're saying they're a rude word. Can't stand imported conflicts. Any other lads in the chat want to meet up for a beer with this Aussie? Okay, well, I'll leave that to the chat, but all right. My two is obviously pro-Iranian. Not Iranian regime, but in Persia, the country Iranian. And Lissac, what, he's pro, very, very pro-Jewish, isn't he, I believe? I'm given to understand. I don't follow him. But, okay, just imported conflicts. Yeah. The scourge of imported conflicts into Britain. Ugh. Get out of my country. Principled Uncertainty says, Trump rashly made his 4-hour threat. Immediately was told it was an insane idea. Suddenly negotiates five-day ceasefire, but can't say who, as they might get killed. Can't say. I guess you mean can't say who he negotiated with, as they might get killed. And then you say, what? By who? He's lost it, Bo. That's a fair thing to say. I'm not going to say no, that's crazy, that's wrong. Where are you getting that from? No, yeah. you could characterise it as you have just done. You could, yeah. I wouldn't actually, personally, I wouldn't quite go that far, but it may, because we don't know exactly, do we? We don't know exactly his thinking and exactly what's going on behind the scenes, but you may well be perfectly correct in what you just wrote there. All right, and the last one for today. That's great, because it's just ticked past nine. Zajukes149 says, Trump blinked when he joined Israel in the attack. Oof. Oof. Yeah. All right, that's the show. It's just ticked 2 minutes past nine in the AM, Greenwich Mean Time. It is Tuesday, the 24th of March, in the year of our Lord, 2026. You've been the glorious band, the chosen few, my band of brothers and sisters, the very best among us. Try and make the best of the day ahead if you can. I know it's not always easy. Sometimes you've got to do boring things. Sometimes you've got to just sit at home and wait for an electrician dude to turn up, and you can't seize the day. Often you've just got to work, haven't you? You've just got to sit at a desk and work, and it's annoying that someone like me would say seize the day. It's like, I can't, I've got to earn money. If you can, carpe diem, if you can, try and seize the day. You only have this day once in history. Once it's gone, it's gone. It's later than you think. All right. Until tomorrow morning, take care.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.